it's discrimination to some and religious freedom to others. Whatever you call it, one of the country's most influential Christian leaders is claiming the federal government's overhaul of its anti-discrimination laws will continue to allow religious schools or hospitals to reject some job applicants. Religious leaders say they deserve the right to employ people who reflect their values, but others say it's discrimination in jobs like teaching or nursing. Tom Nightingale reports.
At the moment, someone who's gay or who has a different faith can be rejected for a job at a school or hospital run by a religious group. Anti-discrimination laws are being overhauled to make it simpler to make a claim. The Australian Christian Lobby's Jim Wallace was quoted in Fairfax newspapers today about conversations he's had with the Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, about possible changes.
It's said to have attributed to the Prime Minister the fact that she will allow churches to continue to penalise sinners, I think, or something to that extent. Now,
what did she actually say?
Well, all she said was that in the consolidation of these laws, that she had no intention to limit freedom of religion.
Now, some people would argue that freedom of religion equates to discrimination.
I would argue that any employer discriminates in who they employ.
For years, human rights advocates have been arguing that religious groups shouldn't have that right. One of those is the New South Wales Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby's Justin Coonan.
I think freedom of religion is important, and I think it is also important to draw a distinction between functions which are inherently religious and situations where the organisation is essentially providing a public service and being funded by government to do so. In the second case, and particularly where these organisations are dealing with vulnerable people, the elderly, young people, people in health services, we don't believe that discrimination should happen, and we certainly don't believe that the government should be funding it.
But Jim Wallace says Christian organisations and other faith-based groups deserve the right to employ people who reflect their values and beliefs.
There are a lot of things with which each of us disagree in terms of government policy, but we still pay our taxes.
But do people have a point when they say, well, I don't want my taxes going to an organisation or an entity that can discriminate in who it employs?
No, well, I think you can't apply that principle anywhere else in your determination of what the government should spend your money on, other than at the polls, at the elections, and I think that should apply here as well. I mean, we seem to be trying to design a new intolerance, which looks at providing a particular set of rules and intolerant rules towards people of faith and organisations of faith that don't apply elsewhere. It's ridiculous.
While it could be cast as an argument between the religious and the excluded, some civil rights groups want more supervision of the privilege. Tim Vines is a director of Civil Liberties Australia.
Look, this is a very complex issue of balancing rights between different individuals. And that's why blanket exemption, or what's really here is a blanket right to discriminate, is the wrong way to go about it. The government should remove these standing powers for these organisations to discriminate and instead put in a mechanism where it's more flexible and where an independent party can assess the competing interests here.
The current proposals are before a Senate committee, and nearly 600 people and groups so far have lodged public submissions. The committee will hold public hearings next week and is due to report by the middle of next month.
Tom Nightingale reporting.